Short lecture. Skill 10. Vacuum tube. Listen to part of a lecture in a physics class and answer the questions. A vacuum tube is nothing more than one would assume, a glass tube surrounding a vacuum, an area from which all gases have been removed. The interesting part about it is that an electrical current can flow through the vacuum. Thomas Edison was the first to notice this in 1883. While fiddling with light bulbs, he realized that electrical current could jump from the hot filament to a metal plate at the bottom. What Edison witnessed and was called the Edison effect was that electrical current doesn't need a wire to move through. It can travel through a gas or even a vacuum. The Edison effect is the only piece of scientific work Edison ever did. He was an inventor, not a scientist. The discovery he made about current did not turn out to be very useful information until 1904. It was then that a British scientist, John A. Fleming, made a vacuum tube known today as a diode. It forced current in the tube to travel only in one direction. It was very important for radio sets to have the current flow in one direction because they needed to turn alternating current into direct current. The vacuum tube was redesigned by Lee DeForest a decade later. DeForest invented the so-called audion. The audion forced current to move in a single direction and could be used to increase the current as it continued. Number 1. Who invented the first vacuum tube? Number 2. What is different between a diode and an audion?